This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host here this afternoon. My name is Bishop Larry Gators. I am the host of the nationally and internationally syndicated radio show Global Spiritual Revolution Radio through the Life Radio Network, 92.9 FM, 1460 AM on your dial. We're also internationally syndicated through the iHeart Radio Network and the iHeart Media Group, also here in New York City. We are so excited and so very honored to be back with you guys for this fourth installment, this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And just, I want to give you guys kind of a preview of a coming attraction that what we're going to be talking about for the next 15, 20 minutes. The theme that I really want us to get into this afternoon is the title Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall Paradigm. Again, Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall Paradigm. Now, I'm going to say something quickly here as we're laying the schematical foundation, what we're going to be talking about in the next segment concerning Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, in the Prince Hall Paradigm. What the bishop is going to reveal to you right now, Kanye West told the truth. I know this is mind-blowing. I know that a lot of you think Kanye West has lost his mind. Kanye West and people like him, like Dave Chappelle, have not lost their minds. It was not by accident, okay, that Kanye West said what he said a few days ago. Where? In North Charleston, South Carolina, which is the exact geolocation, okay? The location going back to June of 1863 where Harriet Tubman, okay, who is proclaimed as the Moses of that generation, Harriet Tubman was recruited by the Rothschilds through the Northern Military Industrial Complex to deliver black people out of slavery, not because the North loved black people, but through Rothschild money, through Albert Pike, through Levi Coffin, okay, through John Brown, the Rothschilds needed a woman or a man that could lead slaves out of from the South for what? In other words, she was instructed to free the slaves anywhere from 70 to 300, and most of these slaves were engineers. I know this is mind-blowing, and a lot of this information that you never heard before. A lot of the slaves were engineers. They were land surveyors. They were craftsmen. They were brick masons and bricklayers. Most of them, not all. So then why would Harriet Tubman free the slaves? Not for the reasons that you and I have been taught for the past 100 to 200 years. Harriet Tubman was a tool of the Rothschild dynasty through the Northern Industrial Complex through their military arm and their financial arm that they needed black engineers and surveyors to prepare for the oncoming onslaught of the Civil War that started on the 12th of April, 1861 and ended on the 9th of April in 1865. So we're going to go into a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall paradigm that is going to absolutely blow your mind. We will see you here in about 2 minutes' time on The Alex Jones Show.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show with your guest host this afternoon, Bishop Larry Davis. Again, I'm the host and the moderator of the nationally syndicated radio show, the Life Radio Network, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, through the Life Radio Network, 92.9 FM, 1460 AM, and also we're internationally syndicated through the iHeart Radio Network and the iHeart Meter here in New York City, New York. Now, we've been talking about, for the past 5 to 6 minutes, the title, Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall Paradigm. Now, Kanye West, a few days ago, was in North Charleston, South Carolina, the exact geographical location back during the month of June in 1863, where Harriet Tubman, being backed by the Northern Military Industrial Complex to free hundreds of slaves from North Charleston, South Carolina. Now, Kanye West and Dave Chappelle, these men I call patriots because they're leaving the plantation of the Democratic Party, okay? And any time going back in slavery, okay, here in the Americas and around the world, any time when a slave was talking liberation, was talking emancipation, all of the other slaves were trained by their slave masters to call that man or woman mentally unstable. So what Kanye West is going through and what Dave Chappelle went through a few years ago is nothing new, as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall paradigm. So to understand why Kim Kardashian, this witch with 10 wigs, 5 weaves, and 3.5 extensions that she got from a dead horse in India, sacrificing to devils. I don't bite my tongue why I am a contract assassin for the Lord Jesus Christ. So then Kanye West is being thrown underneath the bus by his wife, Kim Kardashian, and the deep state, because Kanye West is a threat to the demonic order of the left. So then Harriet Tubman was born in 1822, died in 1913, and going back into the 1700s, it was through Rothschild money. And you notice that photo there of Harriet Tubman. Notice her hands. That is a high-ranking Prince Hall Masonic hand sign. Yes, according to the book Masonic Abolitionists, Freemasonry, and the Underground Railroad in Illinois by Daryl Lamar Andrews, he declared that this particular hand sign by Harriet Tubman it represents that not only was she a Prince Hall Mason, in the Prince Hall Masonic Order was established in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the hometown of Kobe B. Bryant, during the month of July in 1775, a year before the Declaration of Independence. And also Philadelphia is the hometown of not only the Prince Hall Masonic Order, but of the Boule Secret Society 88 years later on the 15th of May in 1904. As we're talking about Kanye West, okay, being within this Harriet Tubman conspiracy, which is nothing more than the paradigm of Prince Hall Masonic Order. So notice again, this book, Masonic Abolitionist, okay, excellent picture there, ladies and gentlemen. So then, now one may be asking themselves, Bishop, what is a Prince Hall Mason? A Prince Hall Mason goes back to the man Prince Hall, who was born in the nation of Barbados, okay, during the early 1700s. So Prince Hall was the son of a British slave owner, Thomas Prince Hall, who was an agent for the Rothschild British dynasty. And the mother of Prince Hall was an African-American slave, or a colored woman who was a slave. So then Prince Hall created the Black Skulls and Bones, the Prince Hall Masonic Order, which would be the precursor for the upcoming Boule Secret Society, which you and I call Sigma Pi Phi. So then, on the 6th of March in 1775, through Rothschild money, and with the backing of both the British and the Irish secret societies, Prince Hall created the Prince Hall Masonic System, in Boston, Massachusetts, which was later established in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is some powerful information. So as we're talking about, again, Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, in the Prince Hall paradigm. So then, not only did the Northern military and financial industrial complex chose Harriet Tubman, but also a man by the name of Albert Pike. Yes, Albert Pike, being one of the faces of the Ku Klux Klan, and as a side note, the Ku Klux Klan was not created by white people. The Ku Klux Klan was created by a Rothschild agent, a man by the name of Philip Benjamin Judah, who had hired both Nathan Bedford Forrest and Albert Pike to be the faces of the Klan. So Hollywood, a Hollywood being made of the Hollywood, has been perpetuating a lie for the past 200 years, as we're methodically and schematically breaking down for you, our students here today, concerning Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall paradigm. And so there are three levels, okay, of what I call the redesignment of slavery. And this is what Kanye West is going through. And yes, he told the truth. So then, there is a three-paradigm mental psyop of slavery through the Democratic Party that we are eyewitnessing today. And that is abolition, then the word manumission, then the term emancipation. Well, abolitionists like John Brown and Levi Coffin, they were not friends of black people during their time of systemic enslavement. These gentlemen, John Brown, Levi Coffin, Albert Pike, including a man by the name of Rob Morris, who was the creator of the Eastern Stars. So Harriet Tubman was not only an Eastern star, but she was also a Prince Hall Mason that was specifically chosen. And I want you to listen to this because this is mind-blowing. She was specifically chosen to emancipate the black diaspora from the South to the North, not to liberate black people, but to recruit engineers and land surveyors to help the Northern military and financial industrial complex. Abolition. So they sent abolitionists to recruit Harriet Tubman in order to give forth the PSYOP of what we call Manu Mission. And what is Manu Mission? It means slavery that's been redesigned. So once you are touched by a abolitionist or chosen, you are to be redesigned in order to be emancipated. Though we are free legally, but psychologically and spiritually, people are only slaves because those people have been redesigned. We will come back here in the second, in the third segment here on the Alex Jones Show with your guest host and moderator, Bishop Larry Gates.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Alex Stone Show here with your guest host and moderator this afternoon, this Larry Gates. We are discussing for you, our patriots all over the world, the title of this lecture, which is Kanye West, okay, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall Paradigm. And as a side note, like I said before we went into the last break, that Harriet Tubman was a Prince Hall Mason. Harriet Tubman was also a part of the Eastern Stars. And Harriet Tubman, also her bloodline goes back into Liberia, not just in the past, but even at this very present day. Another topic for another day. And there were 16 black men along with Prince Hall who created the Prince Hall Masonic Order. Oh, why is that number 16 so important? Now, remember the last time I was on the Alex Jones Show a couple of weeks ago, that according to the West African religion, Odu Ifa, which is the biblical spiritual demonic foundation of the Black Lives Movement, it has 16 chapters or 16 stages of demonic contact or possession, okay? And at the same time, Black Lives Matter, they have 16 chapters. So then you have 16 men who founded the Prince Hall Masonic Order during the month of July in 1775. And also there are 16 states of demonic possession in the religion called Odu Ifa, which is the foundation of the 16 chapters of Black Lives Matter. And so then, as we're talking about Kanye West and people like him, and this is the reason why Kanye West is going through what he's going through, because Kanye West does not want to be a slave anymore, okay? And so Harriet Tubman, being a high-ranking Masonic person within both the Eastern Stars and the Prince Hall Masonic Order. Now, later on, for you, our students here today, as we're talking about Harriet Tubman in connection with Kanye West, in connection to the paradigm of what we call the Prince Hall Masonic Order. Later, Harriet Tubman became a spy. I want you to listen to this. She became a spy for the North during the advent of the Civil War, from the 12th of April in 1861 to the 9th of April in 1865. And she had a powerful code name called Sarcophagus. Wait a minute now. Her code name during the Civil War between 1861 and 1865 was Sarcophagus. And that term Sarcophagus means casket or coffin. I'll come back to that, that particular term in the next 5 minutes as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, in the Prince Hall paradigm. Okay. And so then later, a man by the name of Frederick Douglass, who created the African Methodist Episcopal Church, along with Richard Allen, along with Absalom Jones, all three of these men were Prince Hall Masons. Notice the letters. African A, then you have Methodist M, then the term Episcopal E. So the AME Church is a front code for the terms abolition, manumission, okay, capital M-A-N-U, mission, which means the redesignment of slavery that would give the slave emancipation, capital E. So the African Methodist Episcopal Church, or the AME Church, that was birthed in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the hometown of Kobe Bryant, the hometown of the Prince Hall Masonic Order, the hometown of the Boule Seeker Society, was also the birthplace of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which Frederick Douglass, Richard Allen, and Absalom Jones were all Prince Hall Masons. So, A, abolition, M, manumission, and emancipation. So we're going to send black people in the South, abolitionists like John Brown and Albert Pike, okay, and Levi Coffin, to bring about the liberation of a people that they don't even love in order to redesign them from being a legal slave to a psychological slave of redesignment that we call manumission, that's M, in order to emancipate them. We're not going to emancipate them unless we first redesign them through manumission, AME. So nothing is by accident as we're talking about Kanye West. Okay, and this so-called, and I know I'm going to get in trouble today, but Harriet Tubman, what Kanye West was talking about, it was absolutely true. I'm going to bring this out in the next 30 seconds. So there were between 70 and 300 slaves. 60% of these slaves were engineers, okay? Now, Harriet Tubman became a super spy for the North during the Civil War. And as we move forward here, again, abolition, A, then we bring manumission, the redesignment of the slave, in order to emancipate them, E, AME, or African Methodist Episcopal Church. I know a lot of preachers are going to disagree with me. You see, you have to understand, students, that slavery has been redesigned. Now, during the time of the Underground Railroad, between 1849 to 1863, this woman, who was also a high-ranking worshiper of the religion of Odu-Ifa, Harriet Tubman, made 13 trips, okay, and went through safe houses that were owned by Prince Hall Masons, and she would leave a mark on the wall of these houses in the form of a compass in the square. A compass in the square. Now, remember during the Civil War, like I said a few minutes ago, the code name for this spy, Harriet Tubman, was Sarcophus. Okay, capital S-A-R-C-O-P-H-A. G-U-S, Sarcophus, or Sarcophus, which is a Greek word signifying casket or coffin, okay? Which also means the words solve E.T. coagulant, okay? When we come back during, after the next break, we're going to break this down even further. And I know your minds are being blown right now as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall paradigm. Here with your host, teacher, here today, Bishop.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show here with your guest host, moderator, and teacher this afternoon, Bishop Larry Gators. I am the host of the nationally syndicated Global Spiritual Revolution Radio through the Life Radio Network, 92.9 FM, 1460 AM here in New York City. Also, we are internationally syndicated through the iHeart Radio Network in the iHeart Media Group. Also here in New York City, New York, we average between 20 to 25 million listeners each and every week throughout the world in 150 countries. We're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, this Moses, and the paradigm of what we call Prince Hall Masonic Order. Okay. Now, there's another powerful book I want you guys to get into entitled The Freemasons by Jasper Ridley, A History of the World's Most Powerful Secret Societies. The Freemasons by Jasper Ridley, A History of the World's Most Powerful Secret Societies. He says in chapters 3, 4, and 5 that Harriet Tubman was actually paid by the Northern powers, okay, during the advent of the Civil War from the 12th of April in 1861 to the 9th of April of 1865, which is the end of the Civil War. She was paid by the Northern financial and military industrial complex after the advent of what we call the Civil War, okay, which was not fought to stop slavery. Another topic for another day. So Harriet Tubman was paid for bringing the slaves from the South to the North, which means Kanye West has not lost his mind. And so we as Black America, we have been lied to. We are being played. We are being bamboozled and led astray. But I'm going to expose this today. Why? Because I'm a contract killer representing the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right. So The Freemasons by Jasper Ridley, A History of the World's Most Powerful Secret Societies. Excellent picture there that talks about this woman by the name, okay, of Harriet Tubman, who had freed hundreds of slaves in North Charleston, South Carolina, during the month of June in 1863, the same geographical location where my brother Kanye West had exposed this fallacy called Harriet Tubman. Okay. Now, as we move forward here, now we're going to be talking about, again, Harriet Tubman was a master spy for the North. Her code name was Sarcophagus, okay, capital S-A-R-C-O-P-H-A-G-U-S, which is a Greek Hellenistic term, students, it means coffin or casket. So the Northern power structure viewed this woman as a casket and a coffin, as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, in the Prince Hall paradigm, okay? Again, abolition, A, manumission, which means that the slave, though legally they are free, but psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually, you're not free because you're redesigned. They're called free slaves. Notice, they're not called free Black men, women, and children. They're called free slaves. Watch the wordage. So abolition, manumission, which is the redesignment of the slave before they become emancipated. AME, or the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which is the Trojan horse for the science of abolition, manumism, and emancipation, as we're talking about Kanye West, okay, Harriet Tubman in the Prince Hall paradigm, okay? So again, notice the letter G in the middle of the compass in the square, which is a Masonic global symbol. So that letter, capital G, within the Masonic order, it means geometric, something that is geometry, or what we call geometric. So when we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, in the Prince Hall paradigm, we have to pray for our brother, okay, Kanye West, because I got to say this, his life is on the line, okay? His life is on the line. So we got to pray for him because there are powers that be in this country that want to take him out by diagnosing him as schizophrenic, as post-traumatic stress disorder, as a schizoid schizophrenic type of person that is unstable. Allow me to bust your bubble here today as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the paradigm called the Prince Hall Masonic Order. So Kanye West decided to leave the Democratic plantation. And by the way, the Democratic Party instituted the system of slavery. The Republican Party had nothing to do with slavery. The GOP had nothing to do with slavery. So it was a Rothschild agent by the name, again, an attorney who never graduated from law school, but his name was Judah Philip Benjamin. In July of 1865 in Pulaski, Tennessee, along with Albert Pike, okay, and Nathan Bedford Forrest, more specifically Albert Pike, who was one of the so-called abolitionists that not only chose Harriet Tubman, but provided the schematical blueprint of the caves, of the underground networks, okay, that was created with Rothschild money going back in the 1700s. How would Harriet Tubman know where to go? Because she was financially backed by the global deep state through the Rothschilds during this time. Just like Black Lives Matter is being a tool of manipulation. Always remember this, students. Knowing enough about a subject to think you're right, but not enough about the subject to know you're wrong. So my assignment today is to reveal that Kanye West is not crazy. Kanye West has not lost his mind. Kanye West is marked for death, because anytime a slave thinks about leaving the plantation, and notice the term plantation, plan or plant. So a plantational thinking person is looked upon as a entertainer. His name is 50 Cent, Quarter, Nickel, Penny, Ice Tea, Ice Cube, Ice Tray, Pitbull, Little Bow Wow. Notice that term, plantation. It has to have a plan in order to plant a seed within your psychology. And as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, in the Prince Hall paradigm, every black person of any financial significance is not only a Boolie Secret Society member, but they are a Prince Hall Mason, okay? As we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall paradigm, okay? And this is the reason why many black people in this nation are not free, because the Democratic Party was not designed to liberate black people. It was designed for you to have a race card with an unlimited balance in order for you to be kept in victimhood and self-enslavement as a redesigned slave in order for you to be emancipated. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back here in the next few minutes as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall paradigm.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing American. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show this afternoon for our last segment here with your host, guest and moderator and teacher this afternoon, Bishop Larry Gators of the Global Spiritual Revolution Radio through the Life Radio Network, 92.9 FM, 1460 AM on your dial. We are internationally syndicated through the iHeart Radio Network in the iHeart Media Group, also here in New York City, New York. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/C/ Global Spiritual Revolution Radio Media Group, or just type in Global Spiritual Revolution Radio and you will receive weekly teachings, not just from the bishop as the host of my own nationally syndicated radio talk show, but also my guest appearances on radio shows and podcasts all over the world. All right, Kanye West, okay, in our last segment, Harriet Tubman in the paradigm of Prince Hall, or what we call the Prince Hall paradigm. Now, going back into history to understand why our brother Kanye West is going through what he's going through. In the year 1119 AD, through Jacques de Molay, who was the last grandmaster of a secret society called the Knights Templar. So the term Templar means temple or the mind. Okay. And so the Knights Templar became the first global military industrial complex representing the financial interests of the global Vatican system. Okay. Now it's very interesting. If all you guys get an opportunity, go to Google Images and type in Baphomet. The term of the phrase the Knights Templar. So when we say Templar, it means the temple of one's thinking or consciousness. So going back to, there you go, excellent picture there. So the Knights Templar are uplifting Baphomet. And the code word for Baphomet is Mohammed, from whence we get the term Muhammad. Notice at the top of the skull, if you guys can go back to that photo, notice the top of the skull of Baphomet is a lamp, okay? Now, we have a statue, keep that picture there, as we're talking about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, in the Prince Hall paradigm here on the Alex Jones Show with your host, moderator, and guest host, Bishop Larry Gators. Now, notice the lamp on the top of the head of Baphomet, who is a part goat, part man, part woman, part beast. Excellent there. And so there is a paradigm in Black America, especially in the Black sports vernacular, which they say that person is the goat. Capital G, period, capital O, period, capital A, period, capital T, period. And so all of my Black brothers and sisters and all Americans, regardless of race, creed, color, or ethnicity, stop saying the term goat because you're automatically putting a curse on yourself. But as you guys go back to that Baphomet picture, notice on the forearms, yes, of Baphomet. If you can go to the next picture that you guys had, where it shows the term solve E.T. coagula. There you go. And so that term solve coagula or coagulation is tattooed on the forearm of the British writer J.K. Rowling of the Harry Potter series. I kid you not. So that term solve E.T. coagula simply means, students, that the deep state will dissolve a certain population or populace that will give way to have room for the global elite. So if you guys can one more time go back to that Baphomet picture where the men are lifting him up on a chair. The one before this, yes. So the Knights Templar are lifting him up on the chair. But notice again the lamp, okay, on the top of his head. This is where we get the term illuminato, illuminati, okay, which is Luciferi. So the term Lucifer spelled backwards from right to left. Stay right there at that picture. So the term Lucifer spelled from right to left, because Hebrew is written from right to left, you get a Latin Vulgate expression, recycle, which means the recycling of fecal matter. Okay. That's interesting, including in Ezekiel 28:13, the first three stones upon the breast of Lucifer were sardis, S, topaz, T, diamond, D, STD, sexually transmitted diseases. But that lamp on the top of the head of Baphomet also represents the lamp of the Statue of Liberty. I got your attention now. Well, who is the woman who is portrayed as the symbol of liberty here in New York Harbor? A former communist, Marxist and socialist, a woman by the name, okay, of Emma Lazarus. Emma Lazarus was a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Mason. There you go. Emma Lazarus was a communist and a socialist, okay, who wrote The Great Colossus, okay? She had a teenager protege by the name of Emma Goldman, okay? So both Emma Lazarus and later Emma Goldman received their financial backing from Tammany Hall right here in New York City, as we're talking about in our conclusion, Kanye West, okay, here at Tubman, in the Prince Hall paradigm. So then Bauman is lifted on that chair. Now, remember, a few years ago, Bishop Eddie Long, God rest his soul, in his church was lifted by black men, okay, there you go, on a chair. That is a Prince Hall Masonic initiation, signifying that Eddie Long, even though he's carrying the Torah, but Eddie Long has just been initiated into the dark order of what we call Prince Hall Freemasonry. Oh, this is powerful stuff here as we're talking about not just Kanye West and Harriet Tubman, but the paradigm called Prince Hall Masonry. All of these black preachers, not all, but a great percentage are Prince Hall Masons. The attorney, Benjamin Crump, I'm sure that you've heard of Benjamin Crump. Benjamin Crump is the attorney representing the family of George Floyd and Trayvon Martin. Benjamin Crump is not only a part of the Boulay Sicker Society, of Sigma Pi Phi, but according to the Benjamin Crump Institute website, okay, under about Benjamin Crump, okay, paragraph 3, sections 4 and 5, it says that Benjamin Crump is not only Sigma Pi Phi Boule, he's also a Prince Hall Mason, he's also a member of the Michael R. Moore Lodge in Tallahassee, Florida. Notice the term Tallahassee, or the term Allah, is inserted in Tallahassee. So we're getting back to Conway, okay, Kanye West. We have to pray for him because the deep state wants to take him out. Also, not just Kanye West and Dave Chappelle. There was a book that was eventually banned by Barnes & Noble called The Adrenochrome Witch. I got an electronic copy. The Adrenochrome Witch by the R&B rapper Sean Puffy Combs, or P. Diddy. So I'm coming on 10-4 Hat Podcast, the 29th of this month, next week, to talk about the coming global destruction of darkness. Stay, keep that picture right there. The coming destruction of global darkness, where Sean P. Diddy Combs is exposing the Hollywood Adrenochrome Witch Seeker Society. Oh, notice Wayfair putting children into furniture. That's not nothing new. That goes back to 3,000 to 4,000 years within the Babylonian Empire, where mothers and fathers would sacrifice a child once a year and put that child inside of a piece of a furniture that was shaped like the house god or demon. And that child inside of that furniture, going back 3,000 to 4,000 years within the Babylonian Empire, was to be sacrificed unto Astaroth, Balaam, and Molech. That's Wayfair. Nothing is by accident. As we're talking about in our ending today, Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, and the Prince Hall paradigm, with your host, teacher, and host and moderator, Bishop Larry Gates. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. God bless.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.